go over the front. It's not often that you see ecological change recorded in stone. There is, I think, something very poignant in this dialogue between the two sides of Hoahakan and Aya, a sculptor's lesson that no way of living or thinking can endure forever. His face speaks of the hope that we all have of unchanging certainty, his back of the shifting expedients that have always been the reality of life. He is every man, and every man is usually a survivor. The Easter Islanders seem to have adapted reasonably well to their changing ecological circumstances, as Polynesians have always had to. But in the 19th century, there were challenges of a completely different order. From across the sea came slavery, disease, and Christianity. When the British ship HMS Topaz pulled into shore in 1868, there were only a few hundred people left on the island. The chiefs, by now baptized, presented Hoahakan and Aya to the officers of the Topaz. We don't know why they wanted him to leave the island, but perhaps the old ancestral sculpture was seen as a threat to the new Christian faith. A troop of islanders moved him to the ship, and he was taken to England to be presented to Queen Victoria, and then sent to be housed here at the British Museum. He stands facing south, looking towards Rapa Nui, over 8,500 miles away.